In Pakistan, at least 23 people, including Shia pilgrims, have lost their lives in an attack near the Iranian border. Several others have also been injured in the incident. This after gunmen attacked a bus carrying Pakistani pilgrims returning from a visit to holy Islamic sites in Iran. The bus had stopped at a restaurant in the southwestern Pakistani town of Taftan in the border area when the attack happened. Officials say there are some security personnel among the victims. Meanwhile, at least 15 people are killed as heavily armed militants launch an attack on Pakistan's largest airport in the southern port city of Karachi. A Pakistani intelligence official says the gunmen hurled grenades and opened fire after entering the area from two sides of the Jinnah International Airport. Some four militants and seven airport security forces are among the dead. Two huge blasts also rocked the airport. Nearly 20 other people have been injured in the ensuing clashes. Civil aviation authorities say the all flights to and from Karachi have now been suspended. The army has deployed troops to the airport, putting the whole area under siege. There's so far been no claim of responsibility, but the Pakistani army has launched an operation against insurgents in the country's northwestern tribal areas. For more on this, let's go to Karachi and talk to Press News' Mohammed Touri. Mohammed, first of all, what are the details of these two attacks in Pakistan?
Well, listen, the latest that I'm getting is that the National Database and Registration Authority's officials were there and they checked the fingerprints of these terrorists who were gunned down by the security officials at the Jinnah International Airport. They are confirming, but these reports that we are getting are from some sources, not directly from the National Database and Registration Authority officials, that they are not Pakistanis. And according to and from their facial features, they look like Uzbek, the center from the Central Asian states, and obviously it connects with the recent interviews of the Uzbek and other foreign terrorists who are actually living in the northwestern tribal belt of Pakistan. They recently gave interviews to some of the local and international agencies, and they were not happy with the ongoing talks, they were afraid of their future, after these talks, maybe they will be cornered by the government or by the locals here. So it is another development in that direction, that these militants were not Pakistanis, according to some unconfirmed report from the National Database and Registration Authority that takes data of Pakistan's nationals. On the other side, in Quetta, in the provincial capital of Quetta, we are getting these news that the caravan that was coming from Taftan, from Zahedan to Taftan, and that when it entered into Taftan area, it was targeted by the bomb blasts and then followed by the firing, in which about two dozen Shia pilgrims were killed. And this is not the first incident of it kind of its kind. Actually, in Mastung and in the north of the country, these pilgrims were targeted before, and they were killed after identifying them through their national ID cards. And of course, it will add to the fuel. It will add fuel to the fire, to the already worse sectarian situation here in the urban centers as well. Recently, we saw a very big protest right in the heart of the port city of Karachi that was heading right towards the chief minister's house, and claiming that the chief minister should resign because he failed to provide security to its citizens. So the situation overall is not good. The latest that we are getting from the airport situation is that the Director General and other law enforcement agencies will clear the airport by the noon today. Hassan?
All right. We'll leave it there for the time. Press News, Mohammed Touri reporting from Karachi. Thanks, Mohammed.